Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you into Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina for the first road trip of the 2024 season for the Augusta Green Jackets. Noah Adcock Howarth with you here on GJ Radio. Augusta coming off taking 2 of 3 from the Columbia Fireflies, but the offense at times dismal and at best mediocre. Augusta coming off their worst offensive season in team history, hitting .217 last year. There were a few individual bite spots, but in a 6-game set against the Cannonballers, who were 1-2 against Charleston, there will be a lot of questions to be answered from the 13 position players that are available for manager Winston Sawyer. Augusta putting up one run in the 4-1 loss on Sunday. They also won 5-4 in extras on Saturday and 2-1 in the season opener on Friday evening. The pitching has been dynamic, and we certainly expect that to continue tonight. It is the 2024 debut for last year's 70th overall pick in round 2C for the Braves. It is Cade Keeler out of Campbell University, just an hour away from home from both Waxhaw and Matthews, North Carolina. So we expect a solid Keeler contingency in the crowd this evening. Start of today's game slightly delayed in small part due to the rain, but primarily an attempt from the Cannonballers to make sure all the fans can enjoy everything and not miss first pitch as they come into the ballpark for the Kannapolis opening homestand. And so the Green Jackets in their road grays for the first time will try to spoil that as everybody is slowly introduced. Einar Diaz and Connor Justice, the first in the Olympic World Series style roster lineups for both home and visitors. There were a few bright spots even in that 4-1 loss where the Green Jackets were held to just 2 hits and were retired on the last 20 consecutive batters of the ball game. Chief among those highlights, the return for the first time in over 19 months to the big league mound for Will Silva, the righty out of Miami-Dade College, who missed all of last season recovering from Tommy John surgery. We were able to sit down with Will pregame, talk about how his recovery went and what it meant to get back onto the field for the first time. So we'll play that for you now. Take a listen here on GJ Radio. Will, you're coming off your first appearance in 19 months. You put up the scoreless inning in the ninth on Sunday's game. How did it feel to be back on the mound, first and foremost?
It felt great. It's been, like you said, 19 months since I've been back. I felt normal. Felt like I've been there. So I felt kind of comfortable about what I was doing. I was trying to just get my outs and got out of the inning first.
Can you describe the rehab process and what the 2023 season looked like for you?
So I got operated in September of 2022, and it went pretty well. I mean, I was pretty quick through it. Knowing my body, I was able to come off of, at 11 months, I was already throwing off the mound, so I felt pretty comfortable. And then throughout the 2023 season, it was just, they had the programs they gave me, they were really good. So it made me feel comfortable on what I was doing. So I didn't have any setbacks on my rehab.
For the people that haven't been able to see much of you in your career, how would you describe yourself as a pitcher? What's your style on the mound?
Just to be a dog. I like being a dog. That's the way it is, and I feel like my teammates like that as well, so that's how I'm going to be.
You've been a reliever your entire career since you got to college, and that I know that bulldog mentality certainly serves you well. How do you get yourself in the right mindset, especially in those high-leverage situations, to make sure you come out on top?
When I'm in the bullpen, I just have that mentality of you're not better than me, thinking about the other hitter. Like, if you're going to be in the box, I'm going to strike you out. And it happens, and that's how it is.
So we love those type of goals in the one-on-one, but as you continue to get stretched out, get comfortable with the season, what are your goals long-term for this season? Is there anything specific you've been working on the mound? Just what are you looking to accomplish in 2024?
Just getting better with my pitches and my command, and just looking forward to move up in the affiliates and try to get to where everybody wants to be.
Well, certainly off to a good start. Can't wait to see you keep it going. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call. and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Back for an extended issue of the pregame show here on Green Jackets Radio. Noah Adcock Howarth with you. Kannapolis just now getting into their player introductions in the World Series style call out for the 2024 season. Kannapolis opening up at home in the home whites for the first time. So we'll take a look at the pitching matchup. Cade Keeler made two appearances at the end of last season with the Augusta Green Jackets. Seven scoreless innings, just one hit allowed for the righty out of Campbell University. He will be piggybacked by Riley Fry, who was drafted at the very end of the Green Jackets 2023 draft out of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. The expectation is for Keeler to go about 60 pitches. The goal is around four innings. Fry will piggyback in what's an essentially an extended bullpen, as Fry will then get the start later this weekend. I believe that'll be on Sunday afternoon in the getaway game for Winston-Sawyer. For the Cannonballers, second-year skipper, Patrick Leland, son of now Hall of Famer Jim Leland, went 1-2 in the opening weekend against the Charleston River Dogs, and he lines up with the 2024 debut of Drew McDaniel, the undrafted free agent in the 2022 class out of Ole Miss. Three up-and-down seasons showed good strikeout stuff with the Rebels, but also was hit hard, had a higher ERA than you believe he would have liked, 10-5 with a 6.16 ERA in his time in the SEC. But this will be his debut last season with the Cannonballers, 5-8 record, a 4.6 ERA. 17 of his 20 appearances were a start. He did have one save as well. But the strikeout numbers were down, and the opponent batting average was up. 280 or just shy of it, and 31 of the 88 hits he allowed went for extra bases. McDaniel will go fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider. Keeler is fastball, slider, and splitter for the Green Jackets. Augusta very happy to see a right-handed starter on the mound, as they will for five of the six games this week. The Jackets 1-for-19 in the opening series against left-handed pitchers. Catcher Jacob Godman had a single in the opener off of Jacob Widener, and that was the only time that a lefty allowed a Green Jacket player to hit successfully. One walk also issued, but thanks in large part to the dominance out of the pen from Hunter Patterson of the Fireflies on Sunday, who went four perfect frames in relief in the 4-1 win for Columbia. Attacking the same-sided arms for righties and going into the platoon matchup for the left-handed hitters will be paramount. Augusta, as we mentioned, in the all-grays with the green writing and the all-black hats. They'll be on the first base side of the dugout. Or, correction, on the third base side. So after being in the third base side as the home team at SRP Park, where they'll be for 66 games, they'll stay on the third base dugout, this time as the visitors against the Cannonballers, who are in the all-white jerseys with the navy blue writing. Have the two-tone caps of white on the front and navy on the back with the red brim for the Cannonballers. In their fourth season and fifth year at beautiful Atrium Health Ballpark, was constructed during the 2020 season that was shut down for the entirety of minor league baseball. Single-A affiliate of the White Sox, and the Green Jackets have had Kannapolis' number since 2021. Last season, Jackets took 9 out of 12 in the matchups against the Cannonballers, and they continue to run that all time. They've been the windshield, and Kannapolis has been the bug. 23-7 for Augusta against the Cannonballers. Kannapolis just one of the White Sox top 30 prospects on their roster. We'll see if we get to see either of them over the course of this acquisition. Believe Seth Keener, who's right towards the bottom half of that top 30 prospect list. I believe he's at 16, according to MLB Pipeline. He'll make a start either Friday or Saturday. Green Jackets have five top 30 prospects, including Cade Keeler, the eighth-ranked prospect, who's the highest one listed. And we will send it down to field level for the playing of the national anthem on today, Tuesday, April 9th, in the home opener for the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Who's brought the
That was Kannapolis native and current NBC's The Voice contestant Josh Sanders with a rendition of the national anthem. And as the colors depart the field, a little bit later than even we initially anticipated, first pitch at scheduled 6:05, pushed back to 6:20 due to the extended nature of today's opening ceremonies. And now, as the lengthy flag departs from center field, held by about four dozen green jacket and Cannonballer fans alike, we are just about ready to play some baseball. Lineup for the Augusta Green Jackets, looking for their third win in four tries to start off the 2024 season. Isaiah Drake is back in center field. He's played in all four games. He was the DH on Sunday, so nice to see him back patrolling center. Drake still looking for his first hit of the season, but he's shown a lot of interesting tools that could play in a larger sample size. Jace Grady in left, Diego Benitez at short, and Drew Compton at first, 2-3-4. Will Verdung the third is a designated hitter back in the five spot after hitting in the three hole on Sunday. Luis Sanchez gets his first start at second of the season. Played all three games in the opening weekend at third base. He's hitting sixth. Robert Gonzalez in right. Leiker Figueroa at third for the first time. So Figueroa and Sanchez switch places slightly. And Jacob Godman gets his second start of the season behind the plate. As we mentioned, they'll go up against Drew McDaniel, the righty out of Lafayette, Louisiana. Ole Miss product spent three seasons in the SEC, and this will be his 26th outing in his career with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 5-8, 4.60 ERA, fastball, slider, changeup, and curve, and they will go slider very heavily to right-handers. At 12-6 curveball, more against the opposite hands. Left-handers and switch hitters alike. As the flag continues to be rolled up in center field, slowly but surely, we creep closer to game time. While we have the chance, we'll set the lineup for the Cannonballers. Riku Nishida, one of the most exciting young players in college baseball last season, hits leadoff and bats in left field. Albert Sinisian plays right. Caden Connor at first. Arxie Hernandez at short. Ronnie Hernandez, the DH. No relation between the two, but Ronnie had a fantastic opening weekend down at Riley Park in Charleston. Luis Pineda will do the catching. Matt Hogan in center field. Edric Felix at third. And Mikey Kane playing second base out of Oregon State. All but wrapped up in center field now, but we continue to work a little bit more time off the clock. Green Jackets, one of three Braves affiliates in action this evening. Hudson Valley and Rome got postponed. They'll make that up as part of a doubleheader on Thursday. But the Renegades were supposed to see the Emperors for the first time. Rome, since they changed the name, changed the mascot, and added the Penguin Theatrics, is perfect, and they've been dominant on the mound and at the plate. Those the two furthest rivals from each other geographically in the South Atlantic League, from Rome, Georgia, to Hudson Valley, New York, just north of New York City, right out there by Poughkeepsie. Omaha already went final against Gwinnett. The Stripers lost 10-3, a rough early start once again for Huascar Yanoa. The big issue with him today, lack of velo separation. Fastball was averaging 92, changeup was averaging 90. Changeup ended up just sitting pretty like a sinking fastball. And the Omaha Storm Chasers, AAA affiliate of the Royals, were able to take advantage. Biloxi and Mississippi will go as the M Braves get their final home opener down out there in Pearl, Mississippi. If you're unfamiliar, you're about to find out. The M Braves will be moving to Columbus, Georgia, after the 2024 season. 20 good years in Pearl, but Atlanta bringing their AA affiliate a little bit closer. Now all four affiliates of the Braves will be within a 2.5-hour drive of Truist Park, just north of Atlanta. But Mississippi went 0-3, uncharacteristically poor pitching for the M Braves, and they'll try to right the ship against their lone in-state rival in the Southern League. Full slate of Carolina League action as well tonight. We'll get into all that and update you on Biloxi's score as well as the Braves, who both kick off at 7:05 and 7:20 respectively. But now, finally, we are ready to take the field at 6:25. The Cannonballers in the red, white, and blue come dashing out of the first base dugout and set to take the mound, Drew McDaniel. Home plate umpire is Dominic Romero. Field umpire is Perry Swartz. Two-man crew, as always, in the Carolina League. There's no indications of a piggyback for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, so we'll see how long the leash is for Drew McDaniel. Kannapolis did have one transaction over the course of the last 24 hours. after Manuel Veloz was extended up to AAA Charlotte on April the 6th. He's returned back to single A. So Manuel Veloz out of Venezuela checks back in. Bit of a rebound for him. He played most of last season in Winston-Salem, just an hour north of here. Three of the four White Sox affiliates all located right close within an hour and a half of each other in North Carolina. And then, of course, the AA team, the Birmingham Barons, down in Alabama. Four-year-old ballpark in just its fourth season of existence. 315 to right field, 325 to left. Slightly lower fence in left than it is in right field. A series of hooks. The right center gap actually darts in towards home plate a little bit. We'll see if there's any sort of power alleys to be taken advantage of. But the Green Jackets, just three extra base hits in the first three games and did not allow or give themselves any home runs. We'll see who, if anybody, can leave the yard this series for the Augusta Green Jackets. 388 to left center field. It's a long extended wall out in center field. You get to the 388 marker, it juts sharply out to direct center. And it's almost like the well they used to have out in the Polo Grounds, but not as deep by a large margin and substantially wider. Wall to wall from left to right center, covered in various ads, both print and digital. And we've got the digital scoreboard on the wall in right field with the big video board in left center field behind a gorgeous berm overlooking a substantial grass area. Always nice to see where we're going to end up in the various trips around the Carolina League. This is the first of nine different ballparks we will see this season. The only places we avoid: Virginia Credit Union Stadium in Fredericksburg and out there in Delmarva, Purdue Stadium, home of the Shorebirds. So no chances to see the Nats or O's single A affiliates this year, but everybody else in the Carolina League will get a look. And now at 6:28 p.m., Isaiah Drake steps in from the left side, and the Green Jacket center fielder is ready to go. McDaniel misses high with a changeup for ball one. Scouting report on McDaniel from last year was fastball heavy, especially early in the count. Likes to mix that changeup primarily to left-handers. Out of the windup, McDaniel has a fastball hit on the ground to shortstop. Hernandez is there. Drake running hard, and he did hold the bag by the slimmest of margins. Caden Connor, an acrobatic play at first to retire Isaiah Drake on the 6-3. One more time, the defense for the Cannonballers. Nishida, Hogan, and Asiya left to right in the outfield. Felix at third. It's Arxie Hernandez at short. Kane at second. Caden Connor at first. And Pineda doing the catching. Here's Jace Grady, the switch hitting left fielder. Played a pair of games in right in the first two of the season. Gets his first look at left on the other side. Grady takes a fastball in the outside corner, called by Romero. Grady sitting slightly open from the left-hand side, holds the bat parallel behind the left shoulder. Breaking ball fouled straight back. Jace Grady on that one, but a little bit over top of the loopy 12-6 curveball to make the count 0-2. Grady 2-for-7 in his first two games played with an RBI, a walk, and a strikeout. Solid productivity for the switch hitter. High target from the catcher, Pineda. That's where it goes, and a good job by Grady to lay off. Everybody's satisfied with that. A nice little setup pitch from McDaniel, and a good eye by Grady to hold back. Counts 1-2. Jack is looking for their first base runner early in the ballgame. Don't want to wait to get the offense started. 1-2 curve. Chopped on a pair of hops to first base. Plenty of time and nothing but space for Caden Connor to put it away. On the three unassisted, back-to-back ground balls introduced by Drew McDaniel in his first two batters faced of the 2024 season. He's looking to go perfect through the top of the first. Diego Benitez stands in his way. Got a day off on Sunday. Based on the reports we're hearing from the coaching staff and the orders on high from the Braves player development staff, we have a feeling we won't see many of those. He'll likely be in about four or five games per week. Benitez from the right side takes a slider on the outside corner. No balls and a strike in a scoreless top of the first. Drake and Grady each retired on ground balls to begin the ball game. Benitez deep in the box from the right side, back foot on the white stripe. Slider downstairs. Once again, Benitez waving through. No balls and two strikes. And Benitez will use his timeout, the only one allotted under the pitch clock rules. in the minor league season for 2024. Pitch clock 15 seconds with nobody on base, 18 with a runner at any pole position. Benitez steps back in. McDaniel looking to shut down the side. High target. Righty delivers. And flown into left center field. Got some backspin to it out towards the track. Two defenders looking up, and it's off the wall away from Hogan. Benitez heading for third. The ball was slow to be picked up by Hogan, and it's a two-out triple from Diego Benitez. Looked like he just got under it, but the ball continued to carry nearly 400 feet to the deepest part of the ballpark for Benitez. And Matt Hogan getting his first extended look here at home. On a high fence out there, the ball bounced one hop off the ground and beyond his glove. It would have been a close play had Benitez gone to third outright. Instead, he's in standing ahead of a late throw from the center fielder. Jackets with an early chance to get going. Here's Drew Compton. First pitch swinging on the ground to second base. And the two-out triple will not come back to bite McDaniel at all. He jumps right back in and sets down Drew Compton. Three ground ball outs in the frame for Augusta. Cade Keeler coming to the mound. 2024 debut. When we get back at SRP's favorite spot.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Cade Keeler on the bump for the first time as the fans get loud, welcoming the Kannapolis Cannonballers to the bat at the home stadium for the first time this season. Lineup for Kannapolis. Riku Nishida leads off in left. Albertson Asian, Caden Connor, Arxi Hernandez at short in the cleanup spot. Ronnie Hernandez, the DH. He went 4-for-10 in opening weekend. Luis Pineda and Matt Hogan, 6-and-7, catcher and center fielder, respectively. Edric Felix at third, and Mikey Kane at second base, 1-through-9. Against the righty, Cade Keeler. Fastball, slider, splitter, and the fastball will be in the mid-90s with general consistency. 70th overall pick for Atlanta in the 2023 draft. Three fantastic seasons for the Campbell Camels. And seven innings of one-hit, no-run baseball across two starts at the end of the 2023 season. We get a fun matchup, arguably the most interesting of the night right off the mat. The leadoff man, Riku Nishida, swings from the left side. Keeler ready to go, and his first pitch nearly clips the kneecaps of Riku Nishida. Nishida at 5'6", 150 out of Osaka, Japan, by way of the University of Oregon. One of the more interesting stories. Stands deep in the box and open, very open from the left-hand side. Takes a fastball on the corner, a ball and a strike. Trackman not up as of yet, so when we have velocities, we'll let you know. But Nishida ready with the 1-1. Splitter has Nishida pulling off, spinning towards his home dugout on the first base side, a ball and two strikes. Nishida not just for the nationality, but for the way he can hustle, run, and his stance that seems to drift him towards first base on every swing. Gets a lot of comps to Ichiro Suzuki. 1-2 in the dirt. Nishika trying to argue that it hit him. Dominic Romero, a smile, but no appeal there on that 2-2. That was the slider. Trying to go back fit. Could not induce Nishida to chase. Nishida does not strike out often. had just 1K and 14 ABs opening weekend. And an inside-out swing fastball up around the hands. The last possible second, he ropes the bat around and inside-outs it towards the Green Jackets dugout on the third baseline. Infield is shifted to pull, outfield slightly to the opposite way. The right field line is wide open if Nishida can go down that direction. Keeler a shake, and he delivers. On the ground, right up the middle. They were shifted that way. Benitez makes the catch. Nishida was flying, and he's safe. Diego Benitez took a little bit of his time, and the throw was wide. It would have been bang, bang regardless. They will call it an E6 on Benitez. Enrico Nishida is on. Nishida 0-for-1 swiping bags in opening weekend, but he set a single-season record in his only season with the Oregon Ducks. For most stolen bases in a year, 25 in 2023. Big lead already as Albert Senesian steps in. Runner thought about it, starts and stops to go, and a slider waved through by Albert Senesian, the newest member of the White Sox organization. Signed as a minor league free agent about 9 days ago, was assigned to Kannapolis on Easter Sunday. He was 2-for-14 in 3 games against Charleston. Keeler a long hold, checking on Nishida, not going. Fastball to the outer edge. No balls and 2 strikes for Keeler. The goal for Cade Keeler, 60 pitches. Find the zone. Get through 4 innings if you can. And Riley Fry will piggyback after the day off yesterday. There's really nobody aside from maybe Adele Delaney who's not available. Delaney went 2 2/3 scoreless in the Sunday win, but was still efficient with his pitch count, so you never fully know. We haven't yet seen enough of Delaney to know how quickly he'll bounce back. After the pickoff, it's still 0-2. Runner going, long delivery, spiked in the dirt. Strong throw from Godman is on target, and he got him. Nishida's caught for the second time this season. Got a good jump, but that ball, by being a 55-foot slider, gave Godman a big advantage. He was able to hop out of his crouch, short hop pick, and fire a strike to Benitez at short. Nishida cut down for an exciting out number one. Puts Keeler back from the windup. 1-2. Slider fouled away by Asian. So after allowing Columbia to go 4-for-4 off Godman on opening night, he's caught his first runner stealing of the season. Alexander Martinez was 2-for-3 catching runners in his 2 games behind the dish. Asian gets the run right back on base. Lopes this one into left center field. A long turnaround first. Drake able to launch it back in and keep Asian at first, but after the error started off the frame, now a one-out single for Asian, and Caden Connor, the first baseman, comes to hit from the left side. Augusta held scoreless in the top of the first. No runs, 1 hit, no errors. Still a 0-0 ball game and the first at-bats of the year at home for Kannapolis. Grady Drake and Gonzalez left to right in the outfield. Figueroa, Benitez, Sanchez, Compton on the infield left to right. Godman catching. Already caught a runner stealing. Caden Connor from the left side takes a fastball in at the letters from Cade Keeler. Caden Connor hikes the pants a little bit higher. Right at the kneecap with the bright red socks clashing with the white and blue of the jersey. Keeler has the lefty show bunt, popped up. Godman gives a look, but it's a nice play by the fan rather than the catcher. Don't often see a three-hole hitter likely to bunt, but Connor, good speed for that spot in the order. And with the third baseman, Lakehair Figueroa, not just deep, but swung mightily over towards shortstop. It was a right idea. Wrong execution, no balls, 2 strikes. Connor, a 19th round pick out of Cal State Fullerton. Slightly choked up, runner going again. Run and hit, had to protect on a high fastball. Connor late, but enough contact to stay alive. Asian 0-for-1 stealing against Charleston as well. The River Dogs, the back-to-back-to-back champions of the Carolina League. They've had a three-peat ever since the minor league season went back after missing 2020. They had the shortened 2021, and the affiliate of the Rays, they have not slowed down. Swing and a miss. Change-up got him swinging. Connor down on strikes. It's the first K of the year for Cade Keeler. Keeler has already matched his hit total allowed from all of 2023 with the Jackets. It was 1 in 7 innings. It's 1 in the first here. Bounces right back, gets a strikeout. Here's Arcy Hernandez, the shortstop. Pick over from Keeler, checking on Asian, who already did try to go, but it was a foul ball, and he hasn't moved since. Full season debut this week for Arcy Hernandez. Spent the last two seasons in the Dominican Summer League. Late on a fastball, a gargantuan cut from Hernandez. Arcy behind, no balls and a strike. Short lead for Asian. Keeler from the stretch in the road graze. Big leg kick and a slider caught a good bit of the plate. Hernandez out in front and spoils it into the net. No balls and two strikes. Hernandez listed at 6'2", 170, but he fills out that box well. Toes right up on the line, crowding the plate with two strikes. Ever so slightly choked up from the right side. Runner going again in the dirt. Godman, strong throw on target. This time he's safe. Asian has his first steal of the season. First since coming over from the Red Sox system. Man loves the Sox. Red, white, and now he's got a bag. 1 for 2 this season. 5 in 6 tries for opposing runners against Jacob Godman. Pitch was a slider in the dirt, ball one. Augusta has seeded a run in the first inning in each of the last two contests. Keeler looking to buck that trend here. One strike away from it, the 1-2. Slider, got him swinging. Back-to-back Ks of Connor and Hernandez. Two punch outs, just the one hit, and no runs allowed in the first. Augusta and Kannapolis trade zeros. It will be Will Verdung III leading off when we return on Green Jackets Radio.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.com.
Back at Atrium Health Ballpark, each side one hit and no runs in the first inning for them. Top second, 0-0. Verdung, Sanchez, and Gonzalez leading off against Drew McDaniel. McDaniel making his first ever appearance against the Green Jackets. Gets the start in the home opener, going toe-to-toe with Cade Keeler. Allowed a two-out triple off the fence in deep left center to Diego Benitez. But otherwise, three ground balls in the top of the first. Will Verdung, tonight's DH. From the windup, McDaniel gets an uncomfortable swing induced. Pitch at 87 with a good tight spin. And with that notion of information, you now know that we have a little bit of TrackMan accessibility. 0-1 breaking ball to the inside edge. Spins in 78, and that spin rate is much higher than what we saw last year on both fastball and breaking ball for McDaniel. Had below average spin on his fastball, average on his slider, and he's above average in both right now. 0-2 on Verdung. Takes it in the dirt. Good job to lay off on the third consecutive off-speed. Verdung 1-for-8 with a trio of strikeouts across two games played on opening weekend. Infield, outfield, straight up. A lot of green grass to work with at Atrium Health. 1-2. Outside corner, called strike 3. Bit of a late call from Dominic Romero, but as soon as Verdung looked back, Romero punched him out in quick succession. McDaniel's first strikeout of the year brings up Luis Sanchez. Sanchez 2-for-10 with a walk and a steal. That was during his time opening weekend, one of just two players to play every single game along with Isaiah Drake. Front door slider called a strike on the 5-7 second baseman. Sanchez, by body profile, seems like a natural second baseman, but he's more than held his own at third over opening weekend. Seen time at the Keystone for the first time today. Here's the pitch, and an ugly swing got him on a slider to make it 0-2. Long hold coming home, McDaniel. Inside out, down the first baseline and into outfield for a nice single for Luis Sanchez. The first baseman, Caden Connor, was playing away from the right field line, and on the slider on the outer edge, Sanchez able to just go with the pitch, guide it inside the first base bag, and pick up his third hit of the season. Sanchez has now been on base in every ball game that he's played in. One on, one out for Robert Gonzalez. First pitch fastball called a strike, outside corner. Long look over at Sanchez to make sure he's not looking to go anywhere. Has the only steal of the year for the Green Jackets so far. McDaniel down to the edge of the pitch clock and misses inside to his glove side against the left-handed hitting Gonzalez. Robert Gonzalez, his first at-bat of the season was a double off the fence in right field at SRP Park. So far, his only knock on the season is 1-for-6. Left-hander playing right field tonight has now seen time in all three outfield spots. Sanchez is picked off. McDaniel was figuring out the pattern. Sanchez was taking a late hop, and he points into the dugout. Somebody picked up what Sanchez was doing. That was a timed pick play, and he had no chance. A rookie mistake for the 20-year-old out of Panama City. Now both teams have made outs on the bases in the first inning and a half. Nobody on, and a 1-1 count for Robert Gonzalez. McDaniel back from the windup. Changeup outside, but called a strike. A little bit off the outer edge at 82. Zone has been big to the outside for both left and right-handed hitters under Dominic Romero thus far this evening. Target at the knees, 1-2. On the ground towards third, diving stop, no. Hernandez in the hole from short, overthrows first base. They're going to see if he turned towards first base. And he is out because the first base umpire, or the first base coach, touched him. Robert Gonzalez wasn't sure if he had turned to first or not, and they're going to say that Connor Justice made contact with the runner, and because of that, he's out. We'll see how that gets scored. That's an interesting one for sure. But two very interesting outs at first base, neither of which you want to see. Winston Sawyer's out to argue, and Robert Gonzalez is not leaving the field. We'll stay with you if we can to try to confirm what happened. Gonzalez did not turn towards the left side. Well, he turned that direction, but he didn't make a step. And now the question is, did Connor Justice touch him? There's a continued discussion with manager Winston Sawyer and umpire Perry Swartz. But the challenge is unsuccessful. There's no way to change that call. So we're still waiting to see how that goes in the book. It should be an infield single and then out extending. And if that's the case, then there's no runs on two hits, but to no runners left on. It was a heck of an effort from Archie Hernandez deep in the six hole, trying to go Derek Jeter off of 1 foot. The throw was substantially late and was over the head. It hopped off the base of the fence in front of the Kannapolis dugout. But Connor Justice, in his coaching debut, he's been coaching first. This is his first season away from the playing field in 2024. And that's a mistake by the young coach and the young player together. Green Jackets still looking to shake off some rust after the off day. It'll be 5, 6, and 7. Ronnie Hernandez, Luis Pineda, Matt Hogan for the Cannonballers of Kannapolis. Keeler struck out 2, allowed 1 hit, had a caught stealing in his first inning of work. Hernandez, the hottest hitter on the roster for the Cannonballers. 4 for 10, he's tonight's DH. First pitch swing from the left side is roped into right. Long run for Gonzalez, and he will make the catch. Hard line drive hooking away from the right fielder Gonzalez, who was playing in right center. But enough speed out in that point. He's able to make the play on an L9. Cade Keeler stays in the windup for Luis Pineda, the right-handed hitting catcher. Stands on one toe, front foot slightly up. Fastball at the letters, called a strike, no balls and one. Pineda needs to be careful here. That right foot is behind the batter's box. There's the 0-1, foul back. If Pineda doesn't make an adjustment and home plate umpire Dominic Romero catches him on it, which Romero just looked down at the feet of Pineda, it doesn't matter if this ball flies to the next county. If you make contact when you're hitting and part of your foot is outside of the batter's box, it's an automatic out. 0-2, on the ground to short. Benitez has it, gathers and throws high, and he's safe. That will be the second throwing error of the day for Diego Benitez. Both of them coming to put the first runner of the inning on at first base. So Benitez, 2 chances and 2 errors. 1-on, 1 out after the second Green Jacket error of the day. It's Matt Hogan, the center fielder from Oral Roberts. Made his affiliated debut over the weekend in Charleston. Check swing fouled back on Keeler. No balls and a strike. Hogan, 5 years at 3 different schools. Spent his 5th and final season of eligibility at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, where he was a teammate of current Green Jacket Jacob Godman, who were both there just for that 23 campaign that Oral Roberts made all the way to the Super Regional. 0-1 very early on a changeup. Hogan pulls off out in front, and he'll use his timeout to regain his balance. But Hogan, after last year going undrafted, signed with the Rocky Mountain Vibes of the Pioneer League, hit 290 with 10 home runs. Hogan 2 for 5 in his first 2 games, make it 2 for 6 as he's down swinging. Back-to-back changeups, you had to figure Keeler would double up on that. As Hogan looking foolhardy in back-to-back contests. 1-on, 2 out for Edrick Felix, the third baseman. Felix originally out of Puerto Rico. Hitting from the right side in the 8 spot. Check swing, no need to appeal. Dominic Romero says that Felix went all the way around himself. Felix drafted out of Florida Gulf Coast after 2 years at the College of Central Florida. Called a strike at the letters. No balls and 2 strikes. Keeler looking to once again work around an error early. And post his 2nd consecutive 0, trying to send it into the top of the 3rd in a scoreless contest. Keeler, deep breath. Here's the pitch. Fastball late, fouled off the facing of the Atrium Health ballpark sign above the 2nd deck on the right field line, claying that one right off the logo. Satisfying sound. Bonus points if you're playing MVP baseball back at home. Missed the soundtrack of 2005. 0-2 once again. Slider in the dirt, strike 3. Got him to swing. 4 strikeouts in 2 innings for Cade Keeler. Make it 15 in his Green Jackets career across 2-plus starts. Cade Keeler's locked in. Drew McDaniel's matching him pitch for pitch, bar for bar, and we'll see who strikes first as we continue to run through the day here on Green Jackets Baseball.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Lakeshore Figueroa leads off the top of the third. Green Jackets 0, Cannonballer 0 in the first road game of the season for Winston Sawyer's 2024 Augusta squad. 8-9-1 due up. So far against the righty Drew McDaniel, not much to speak of. Three hits, but two outs on the bases. A pickoff, and then an overrun of first base. First pitch to Lakeshore Figueroa is the overhand curveball just below the zone. It will appeal on a slight check swing from Figueroa. He did not go. Figueroa making his 2024 debut at third base. Played two games at second over opening weekend. McDaniel behind 1-0. Coming home from the windup, and the righty finds the outside corner. Figueroa lunging at both pitches he's seen. Fastball has been as low as 87 and as high as 91 so far from Drew McDaniel. That was the latter. Here's the 1-1. Overhand curve, 12-6 to the inside corner. Above average spin on that, has higher spin on the curve than the slider. Clearly something that's been a piece of focus for him. More spin, tighter and later break on your off speed. 1-2 to Lakeshore. Lays off a slider. Evens the count up at twos. Jacob Godman waits on deck. It'll be his first appearance since opening day. Got the first nod of the season as the backstop. Sat the last two games behind Alexander Martinez. McDaniel, the 2-2. Slider, Figueroa chopped it off of his body, it looked like at first. Went in fair territory and then cued foul despite a late pursuit from the catcher, Luis Pineda. Looked like a pool trick shot. Insane amounts of side spin on that one. Took one mighty hop towards home plate right off the bat. Spun in the direction of the pitcher's mound and then rolled foul off the third base side. Figueroa will see at least six pitches in this AB, trying to dent the rhythm of Drew McDaniel. McDaniel from the windup. Time is called. They're trying to say that hit him. And no avail for Figueroa. Fastball was up and in. There was a sound where it hit off the mitt of Pineda's glove. Figueroa, a brief point at the forearm, just asking if it might have caught the jersey. It did not, and the count goes full. Figueroa open from the right side against the righty McDaniel. Payoff pitch, fouled back, and Lakeshore will see at least eight pitches in this at-bat. Figueroa wearing the number 57 from the right side. Lakeshore out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Same hometown as Diego Benitez, working on the left side of the infield. Here's pitch number 8 in the at-bat, and it's popped up right behind second base. Hernandez and Kane converge. It's Kane, the second baseman, who makes the call for out number 1. Full count curveball. Figueroa with a long swing got underneath it and golfed it sky high. Tarp was on the field for most of the afternoon. Varying levels of rain from basically the time we got here around 1:15 p.m. till about an hour before first pitch was supposed to be. There's Jacob Godman, the catcher. Next in a line of righties against the righty McDaniel. Chops a first pitch slider off of his hips. No balls and a strike. The clouds have hung around. And as night continues to creep ever closer, unlike what we had this weekend, there's no threat of shadows trying to see the baseball. But a bit of a gloomy opener for the Cannonballers. Fastball inner edge, quickly 0-2 on Godman, the nine-hitter. Godman will use his timeout. He was 1-for-3 in the opening. Jacob out of Oral Roberts by way of a handful of different universities, including UNLV, College of Southern Nevada, and North Carolina State. So he's been everywhere and has hit and played plus defense at seemingly every stop. 0-2. Breaking ball. They'll appeal, and he did go around, says Perry Swartz. Quick tag from the catcher. Pineda puts it on. It's the second strikeout in the first nine batters faced for Drew McDaniel. Now, all we had on McDaniel was pulling his numbers from college, his numbers from last year, and he was very good at just taking the ball and giving you a chance last season. The hard hit times were there, and he could get barreled up. Still has today, as evidenced by that triple from Benitez off the fence. But he does a good job limiting multiple hard contacts in the inning, and he's almost through three scoreless. Isaiah Drake hitting for the second time and sees a curveball scooped off the dirt by Pineda. One ball, no strikes. Isaiah, a nice little swing on a ground ball up the middle that was cut off by Hernandez, the shortstop. He was retired for the first out of the ball game. 1-0. Takes it upstairs. Isaiah currently trying to work on laying off that high fastball. That was the scouting report on him for the Fireflies, and they used it every conceivable opportunity, daring him to not swing at the high heat. 2-0 hitters count for tonight's center fielder. He takes a thunderous cut, tips it into the mitt. Isaiah has the plus bat speed to do some legitimate damage whenever he makes contact. He was featured in the spring breakout for Atlanta's top prospects and hit a triple, stole a bag, trying to show it off in Augusta for the first time. Off the end of the bat, popped up behind third. Felix is over. Hernandez there for backup. And right on the foul side of the third base marker, Edrick Felix makes the catch. First 1-2-3 inning that either pitcher has recorded. It goes to Drew McDaniel. We're on to the bottom of the third at Atrium Health Ballpark. Green Jacket 0, Cannonballer 0.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16... Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at WellStar. Highly rated by fans like you. WellStar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Mikey Kane, the final man to bat in the ball game today, leading off the bottom of the third for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in a scoreless 0-0 contest, 9-1-2 against Cade Keeler. Keeler, the righty, kicks and delivers quickly. First pitch on the ground to shortstop. Diego Benitez is there. Another high throw, and Diego Benitez has three errors in three chances. Diego Benitez has driven plus reviews for his solid defense since being signed as the crown jewel of the 2022 international free agent class. But you can tell right now that the 19-year-old Venezuelan shortstop is in his head. All three throws he's made have been high, that one tipping off the top of the glove of first baseman Drew Compton. Third error of the day, all on Benitez. Keeler forced to throw extra pitches. Second pitch of the inning, laced into left field for a base hit. Knocked down by Jace Grady. Didn't catch it clean at first, but keeps it close. Riku Nishida wasting no time. Two pitches, two base runners. And that leadoff error could loom large for Keeler and the Green Jackets. Nishida's now been on twice. Reached on an error on the first pitch of the day. So adequate speed at second with Mikey Kane and plus speed at first with Riku Nishida, who got caught stealing for out number one of the home side of the game. Albertson is seeing the right fielder stepping in, and now time is called, and they are going to check on the left fielder, Jace Grady, who is doubled over in pain. Tom Adams, the athletic trainer, and Winston Sawyer, the manager, both out to look at him. Isaiah Drake, the center fielder, walking over. It took a mighty hop off the slightly slick grass in left field here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Couldn't quite tell where it caught him. It looked like it got him right around the midsection. He was able to wobble over and loop it in towards third base to keep the runner Kane from advancing to third. Brady confirms that he's all right. He'll wave Tom Adams and Winston Sawyer off with a smile and an appreciative grin. But wherever he caught him, you hope it just took the wind out of his sails or something to that effect. Albertson is seeing the right fielder. Singled and stole a bag in the first before being stranded at second base. Former Salem Red Sox last year hit 318 in 42 games. Slider 0-1 on the righty wearing number 32. Hikes the pants right back up to knee level. Adjusts the black Evo Shield sleeve on the left arm. And rests the bat comfortably on the right shoulder. Nishida, a gigantic lead at first base. He's not being held on as the slider misses high to make the count 1-1. Lakehair Figueroa, the second baseman, working in and out on the pocket of the runner at second, Mikey Kane. Nishida in a slightly running lead. It will step off and pick to second base. Sanchez was there. Makes the catch in front of the second base bag. Does not put the tag on Kane, who was back standing seemingly as soon as the ball was released from the hands of Cade Keeler. Deep breath from Keeler. High leg kick in home. Slider downstairs, ball two. Keeler was the first player in Campbell baseball history to make the U.S. Collegiate National Team back in 2023. In just three seasons, he's already top five in Campbell's history in strikeouts. Fouled away on the third consecutive slider over towards the concourse level by the main gate on the third baseline. Very open air panoramic view here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Concourse is only enclosed from midway from the third base dugout to midway for the first base. A lot of open space and a full 360-degree concourse, including the berm and left. Slider down, count is full. Keeler, for better or for worse, attacking with the off-speed. Reminder, Keeler will have lefty Riley Fry to piggyback off of him. Fry will then get a legitimate start his first of the season on Sunday. Keeler expected to go about 60 pitches. Full count. High fastball, ball four. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for the middle of the order. Keeler was playing with fire in the first couple innings, was able to outpitch some shoddy defense. But so far this inning, error, single, and then a seven-pitch walk for Keeler. There's a pitching meeting at the mound. It's not Elvin Nina, the usual pitching coach. Not certain who that is. But he'll get an adjustment. Conversating with both Godman and Keeler. Big opportunity for Caden Connor, the first baseman. He struck out swinging in the first. He was the first of four victims to Keeler's case today. Connor, the left-handed hitter, ready to go from the southpaw side. Corners in, middle back. First pitch below the knees at 86. Connor, the former Cal State Fullerton Titan. 2 for 13, but 4 RBIs. Played all 3 games at the top of the order. Popped up into shallow left field, hooking towards the bullpen in foul territory, and that hits off the fencing on the low wall, separating fans from bullpen players. Much like at home at SRP Park in Augusta, both the visiting and home team dugouts are in play in foul territory on their respective sides of the field. They're a little further down the line, a bit more removed from the field of play than they are at home. They're also angled slightly, so if a pitcher misses, less likely to roll all the way to home plate. 1-1 from Keeler. Served right back over our heads. We're on the first base side here in the radio booth, the Atrium Health Ballpark. That one just soaring over top of the press box. Bit of a cool night, but the windows are open. We've got those lightning fast hands ready for you. Protect the broadcast at all costs if we can. 1-2. Back foot slider misses low and inside. Could not induce the chase from Caden Connor, and the count's even at 2. Keeler's at 25 pitches according to the count on the scoreboard here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The live stats are currently frozen in the bottom of the second. 2-2. Out into left field, medium depth. Runner tagging from third, Grady lining it up. He'll test the arm, cut off by Figueroa, and a slide in safely at home for Mikey Kane. Neither Nishida nor Asian move up, but it's the first runner of the day in favor of the home side. Kannapolis leads 1-0. That run will go down as unearned in the ledger of Cade Keeler. No runs, 3 hits, 3 errors for the Jackets, 1 run, 2 hits, no errors for the Cannonballers. Here's Arxie Hernandez, the shortstop. Arxie struck out swinging on a slider his last at bat. High fastball, he's way late on 91. Keeler's been 91-93 today. Spins the ball well. Gets some good depth. Not 100% certain why that was cut off so aggressively by Figueroa. It was not a great jump from the runner Mikey Kane coming off of third base as the ball's fouled back to make the count 0-2. Especially on the back half of the play, it seemed like he slowed down as he went into his slide. Throw was maybe going to be up the line a bit, but you almost want to give Godman a chance to make a play. 0-2, slider cued foul. Long helicopter swing. But Hernandez makes just enough contact to keep himself afloat. Now uses his timeout. Hernandez got a night off in the series finale against Charleston, where the River Dogs took 2 out of 3 from Kannapolis. 1 for 8 with 4 strikeouts, now 1 for 9 with 5 if you count today's data in the early aughts of the season. Slider just off the outside corner. Breaking ball has been 83-84, a nice little differentiation there for Cade Keeler. Haven't seen the splitter very often. Righty-heavy lineup, and he's trusted the slider to both righties and lefties alike. Keeler the 1-2, high fastball. Hernandez swung at that for strike one, but will not do so for strike three. Hernandez toes on the line, guarding the outside corner. That's been there for both pitchers. You have to pay attention and protect. Slider foul back once more. Hernandez has been out in front on a couple off-speed pitches, but able to just get the fringes of the wooden bat right on the edge. And we can now confirm that he is at substantially higher than 25 pitches, but we don't have that official number because, again, the game day is not active. Slider, strike three. Runners both go. Late throw on to second, and safe is the call. Albertson Asian just took off at half speed, thinking that was the third out of the inning. Riku Nishida gets the stolen base of third. Asian gets his first steal of the season. He's into second. But the strikeout is recorded on the slider. Godman double pumped looking to second base. It was a bang-bang play regardless. He initially looked to third. He was surprised to see how far behind Nishida Asian was going to second. Here's the left-handed hitting Ronnie Hernandez, who ended the first with a line out to right. First pitch swinging high fastball over everything. Fouled away, no balls and a strike. That one came in at 90. Cannonballers lead 1-0. Got a sack fly from three-hitter Caden Connor already this inning. Men at second and third. Nishida a third of the way down the baseline. Hard hit to first. Off the glove of Compton. He knocks it down. They'll throw to Keeler. Safe is the call. One run score. Second one to the plate. He is out. And now we're going to have a confrontation because Arxi Hernandez did not slide, and boy, did he need to. Albertson, was out by five steps, and he just plowed into Godman. The one-run scores, the second is out, and Asian just bumping into Godman, and Godman immediately got in the face of the right fielder. Asian is out, half the bench emptied for Kannapolis. Now both sides will plead their cases, the two managers. The run does score in Nishida, so it'll be an RBI single for Ronnie Hernandez, and then Asian is out for out number three. Buster Posey rule went into effect over a decade ago. Asian was in Little League when that was established that you could no longer crash through the catcher. And that will rub some shoulders. This is the start of a six-game set, and Jacob Godman making his feelings known. We'll step away. Be back. Cannonballers strike first. 2-0 after three.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the high pro.
Green Jackets chasing a pair. Noah Adcock Howitt with you on Green Jacket Radio. Two runs scoring after the leadoff error for the third consecutive inning. It'll be Jace Grady leading off to start off the top half of inning number four. We've got a handful of Kannapolis tarp crew and grounds crew members making their way into the left field corner, so we'll keep an eye on that. As of now, they're still in the field of play, so home plate umpire Dominic Romero not putting the ball in play just yet. So one run scored, and we'll fill you in if you missed that last play of the bottom of the third. It was certainly a strange one. Grady first pitch changeup at the letters 0-1. So it was a screaming line drive off the bat of Ronnie Hernandez. Reaching to the glove side right on the foul line was Drew Compton. Compton knocks it down with the webbing but doesn't make the play. 1-0 fastball high and away. Count evens up. Keeler was late getting off the mound because it looked like the play would be made in the air. So the runner was safe on a bang-bang lunge from Keeler. Hernandez gets there safely. McDaniel winds, and the 1-1 is inside for ball two. Riku Nishida was halfway down the third baseline before the pitch was even thrown, so he was scoring regardless. The runner from second, Albertson Asian, was sent when the play was made. A good recovery from Keeler. 2-1 curveball popped into shallow center field. Hogan charging in, calls everybody off and makes the catch. Eight straight men set down by Drew McDaniel. Here's Diego Benitez. Had a triple for the first of three Green Jackets hits tonight. They've also now called that an E3 rather than a single. So there are four errors on the ledger for Augusta. We'll see if that gets changed. Not certain about that one. First pitch to Benitez, swing and a miss on a slider. But a C in whether he was sent or blew through the stop sign, the ball was at home plate before he had even reached the cutout where the dirt meets the grass at home plate. Godman was waiting for him. Slider swung through by Benitez, 0-2. And without slowing down, Asien just blows through, goes shoulder to shoulder with Godman, who applied the tag, and Godman immediately got in the face of Albertson Asien. Kannapolis bench emptied. At first, it was a warning from Godman, and then it turned even more confrontational than it already was. We'll keep an eye on that. 0-2 to Benitez. Fastball high and in the other batter's box at 90 from McDaniel. Riley Fry moving around in the pen. The lefty out of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. 1-2 to Benitez. Slider, strike three. McDaniel pumps his fist. That's his third strikeout of the game. Back-to-back batter set down. Sanchez and Gonzalez both reached on singles, but one was caught stealing and one was caught advancing. So nobody has gotten to first base and stayed there over the last nine hitters. Here's Drew Compton. Compton's 0-for-8 this season. Switch hitter, first baseman, hitting from the southpaw side. McDaniel, first pitch slider, misses out. Couldn't quite find the entrance. McDaniel starting to settle into cruise control. We'll see how long his night lasts, but he looks good as of now. 1-0 fastball high. Grady stays patient. Grady out of Dallas Baptist, drafted in the 11th round. Second season, first full season with Augusta after being popped in July of 2023. Played 28 games with the Green Jackets down the stretch last season. Solid outfield, good speed. He hit 243 as well. Time is called. And that is a pitch clock violation. First outing of the season, and Drew McDaniel is called for the first violation of his year. Makes the count 3-0, so that changes things ever so slightly. See if Compton has the green light. He does not, and it's downstairs. The ball was dropped by Pineda. A good frame at the bottom of the zone might have issued a strike one call. Instead, it's the first walk granted to the Green Jackets by McDaniel. Gives two out life for Wilver Dung III. Caught looking on a strike three slider to start off the second. Verdung back at DH. Played primarily second base and shortstop at Itawamba Community College and played mostly second last season. He's played DH and first base this year. Verdung takes a fastball out. Five straight balls counting the pitch timer violation for Drew McDaniel. Verdung 1-for-8 entering tonight. Short lead from Jace Grady at first base. He does run well out of the two spot. Slider down. Ball two, six straight. Verdung was the primary second baseman in the last 26 games of the season for Augusta last year. It's a good mix on this roster of returners and newcomers. A lot of players got limited introduction to the full season level of baseball, either after being drafted in 2023 or being aggressively promoted when the FCL season ended. Mix that in with a handful of young players, most of whom are international players, that worked with manager Winston Sawyer and hitting coach Einar Diaz, pitching coach Elvin Nina, all of whom were with the FCL last year. Verdung takes the fastball out. 91 on the gun. McDaniel fell off slightly and overthrew a tad. 3-0 pitch in danger of issuing back-to-back two-out walks and extending his pitch count a little bit more. Verdung taking at the eye level. Back-to-back two-out base runners. A pair of walks to Compton and Verdung. Luis Sanchez will try to take advantage. First time since the first inning, the Green Jackets have had a man in scoring position. And Benitez, who had the two-out triple, was there for one pitch before Drew Compton grounded out to second base. Sanchez singled to right field and then was caught stealing on a pickoff. Big leads at both bases. Curveball in on Sanchez. Grady at second, he walked. Verdung at first, he walked. And counting the pitch timer, that's nine consecutive balls. Eight straight pitches out of the zone for Drew McDaniel. Righty shuffles to a top. And upstairs again. The breaking ball has been missing arm side. The fastball has been missing high for Drew McDaniel. And that's both slider and curveball. Haven't seen a changeup since he's gone on this run. Have to figure Luis Sanchez is taking until he gets a strike. Outfield is deep everywhere. 2-0, he was swinging on a pitch at the knees. Sanchez trying to give the Green Jackets the lead with one swing. A mighty golf hack. Finds naught but air. Two balls and a strike, and we'll see if that settles McDaniel in after 10 straight. Compton off of second, Verdung off of first. Curve ball called a strike in, and Sanchez can't believe it. Sanchez takes the timeout. That was inside off the corner, but another good presentation by Luis Pineda. Able to reach back in and funnel it towards the center of the dish. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two on. Cannonballers leading the Green Jackets 2-0. Deuces wild at Atrium Health Ballpark. Long look at second. McDaniel comes home. Softly hit to third base. They'll go to second, and right ahead of Verdung, they get the force out. Short direction from Felix to Kane. Pair of two-out walks. McDaniel tightropes away once more. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Ballers leading the Jackets 2-0.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Back to work in inning number four for Cade Keeler. He's allowed two unearned runs on two hits with a walk and five strikeouts. Through three innings, he's thrown 52 pitches. So this will very likely be it for Cade Keeler in his 2024 Green Jackets debut. Facing 6-7-8, the righty Luis Pineda leads off. Godman sets up outside. First pitch fastball misses that direction. Green Jackets have committed four errors and recorded nine outs, five of whom came from the pitcher. Fastball driven out to right field, back towards the corner, looking up, and it's off the wall from Pineda. He'll head to second base. The throw comes in from Gonzalez, and it's a leadoff double for Luis Pineda. Loud sound and a bit of a short porch, just 315 in right field. About a 12-foot-high fence, not overly difficult to scale. Pineda goes backside and hits right off the base of the digital scoreboard that direction. Fourth hit of the night for the Cannonballers. Third hit of the season for Pineda. Now he deals with the lefty, Matt Hogan. Hogan struck out swinging. His only chance to face Cade Keeler thus far. First pitch to Hogan.
just below the knees. We'll have to work to see if it's confirmed, but there is a slight chance that in either of the 2 years where these fellas could have crossed paths, when Hogan was at both South Carolina or Vanderbilt or Oral Roberts, they saw each other. Cade Keeler, not often a midweek starter, that being said. None of them in the same conference as the Camels. Changeup tipped into the mitt, 1-1. You have to figure, based on past precedent, if Keeler continues to look strong, he won't be long for Augusta. In the dirt, waved at 1-2. Slider that started at the knees and the bottom just fell out of it. Hogan grimaces and takes his time out. Keeler swing and miss stuff has never been up for debate. The one question scouts had was primarily about the repeatability of his delivery. 1-2. He repeated that one just fine, and for the second time, he repeats a strikeout of Matt Hogan. Two Ks and two ABs for Hogan. Six punch outs through 3 1/3 for Cade Keeler. Edrick Felix, the third baseman, steps in. One on, one out. Looking to add to the 2-0 lead in favor of Kannapolis over top of Augusta. Cannonballers leading here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch from Keeler, high fastball, fouled back, no balls and a strike. Strong home opener crowd dotting their way through Atrium Health Ballpark for the first of three fireworks shows this weekend. There will be a lot of noise and explosion post-game. Tonight, Friday, and Saturday, all are celebrating out here. Slider low and away, count even at 1. Tomorrow, and we'll continue to remind you, is an education day, so we have an 11:05 a.m. first pitch. Keeler the 1-1. Late decision to swing had him tied up on the slider. 82 to the outside edge, a ball and two strikes. So we'll go live on Green Jacket Radio around 10:55 a.m. 11:05 will be first pitch. My boss said to tell your boss that it's okay if you watch or listen to the game. 1-2, slider, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts, make it 7. Hogan and Felix are a combined 0-for-4 with 4 Ks against Cade Keeler. Keeler continues to add to his ledger. 7 strikeouts through 3 2/3. 9-man Mikey Kane reached on an error and scored in the third. First pitch slider low and away to the second baseman. Kane out of Oregon State formed a fantastic double play combo up the middle with Travis Bazzana, who's in the realm of possibility to be the number one overall pick this July in the 2024 draft. He was the preseason favorite. Time is called. And now we're debating what that was. Ball hit off the mitt of Jacob Godman, and it looks like Patrick Leland wants an explanation from the third base coaching box. Because Dominic Romero immediately called time as if he was saying that was a foul ball, and now we'll discuss whether it was tipped into the mitt or not. Pineda went sprinting to third, Godman lackadaisically picking the ball up. So foul ball is the call, and Pineda has to head back. There was a check swing that made its way through the zone, and there was a definite sound, but it certainly sounded like all we heard was it tipping off of the mitt of Jacob Godman. Count says 1-1 with 2 outs in the fourth. Keeler adjusts the brown and tan glove at the mitt. Comes home with a slider. Hard hit to third. 2 hops. Throw across the diamond. Running well in the nick of time, Figueroa finds Compton for the end of the inning. There is now a bat dog on the field. We are fired up for the bat dog. Everybody loves it. The dog went to get Cade Keeler instead of the bat, but we're still learning. Cade Keeler has got himself 7 Ks through 4 innings of baseball.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on your credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.com.
With the extent to which Riley Fry is moving, you figure the night is done for Keeler. If it is, we'll wrap it up and put a bow on it in the top of the, or the bottom of the fifth. This is top five, and it's Ballers 2, Jackets 0. Green Jackets, no runs, 3 hits, 4 errors. Kannapolis, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. Kannapolis has left 4 on, 1 in each inning. Augusta has left 3, including 2 in that fourth. Robert Gonzalez, the left-handed hitting right fielder, starts off inning number 5 against Drew McDaniel. Target away, and McDaniel brings a fastball in, the likes of which Roger Gonzalez is late on. A little bit of movement. A couple bullpen catchers starting to ride down in the direction of Kannapolis' pen. We'll keep an eye on that for sure. 0-1 curve to the back edge, 0-2. Good find on the outer half. Gonzalez could not pull the trigger. That's Garrett Wright, last year's 20th round pick, starting to toss for the Cannonballers. 0-2 fastball fouled down the left field line, out of play for Gonzalez. Wright has yet to make his professional debut, so if he's the one that gets to throw, it'd be fun to see him out of TCU. Still 0-2 on Gonzalez, outfield deep and shaded to the opposite direction with the exception of the right fielder. Here's the pitch. Called strike 3 on the outer edge. Fourth K for McDaniel this evening through 4 1/3. He has 1 in each of the last 4 innings. Gonzalez down looking. Here's Lakeir Figueroa. Figueroa popped up to second base in his first at-bat of the day. Green Jackets offense looking to get off the 0. Fouled away in the direction of the third base coaching box. Fry is done throwing. Him and bullpen catcher Luis Parababire are both entering the dugout for Augusta right now. We'll see if that means it's Keeler or Fry for the fifth. 0-1 to Figueroa. Upstairs, Figueroa leans out of danger. Keeler's at 65 pitches. The goal is 60. There's math there, and certainly dots you can connect on the likelihood of him returning to the game. 2 unearned runs, but he would be the pitcher of record. Here's Figueroa. Slider at the letters, 1-2. Jackets just seem to be having trouble pulling the trigger on the off speed. And McDaniel's doing a fantastic job of staying on the corners. With the exception of the hanger that Benitez put off the wall in left center field, nothing has been hit very hard. Figueroa, 1-2, strike 3. Fastball at the eye line. Back-to-back strikeouts for Drew McDaniel. McDaniel, 2 up, 2 down. Was at this point in the fourth that he proceeded to walk back-to-back batters, and here's Jacob Godman. Godman struck out swinging in the third. Catcher out of Oral Roberts. First pitch finds the outside with a changeup. Good pitch to run back. That same right-on-right changeup. An underutilized weapon in many a pitcher's arsenal. And blows past the fastball. 82 with the changeup, 90 with the fastball, and tunneled brilliantly. No balls and 2 strikes. McDaniel looking to humble the Green Jackets in the fifth. upstairs. One pitch away from striking out the side, but the count's 1-2. Could not get Godman to chase. We'll see if that was setting up anything here. He's had success with the right-on-right slider. Pineda shifts outside. 1-2. Slider cued towards third base. Foul. And between the legs of manager Winston Sawyer. He'll hear about that from both the crowd and the dugout immediately. 12 years as a professional catcher and first baseman, you just have to make that play. Still 1-2 on Godman, spread out in the two-strike stance. McDaniel from the windup misses high with another fastball. McDaniel up around the 60-pitch mark here in the top of inning number 5. 2-2 to Godman. Fastball just outside. McDaniel had started to walk off. Godman knows where that strike zone is and where it isn't. From 4-plus innings catching back there. Dominic Romero does not give him the call. Count is full. 3-2, leadoff man waiting. Into shallow center field. Pop-up, long run for Hogan coming on. He got a great first step, and it hung up for Hogan to make the catch. Three up, three down in the fifth. Full count, 0-2 to 3-2, but Godman is put away nonetheless. Riley Fry coming on for his 2024 Green Jackets debut when we get back on Green Jacket Radio.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
So the night is done for Cade Keeler. 4 innings, 4 hits, a pair of unearned runs. His defense made 4 errors behind him, but a walk and 7 strikeouts. Keeler cannot win. He can be the losing pitcher, and he's replaced by Riley Fry. Left-hander out of Milwaukee. Fastball, sinker, sweeper, and changeup for Fry. He'll face Riku Nishida, who has singled and reached on an error. Lefty-lefty for the first time. Nishida shows bunt and pulls back as the pitch misses downstairs at 82. There's the sweeper for Fry. Fry was originally scheduled to start this season at High A Rome. He was added late to the roster when Isaac Gallegos was injured in the first practice of the season. Fry sinker to the outside corner at 88. Riley made 5 starts for the Jackets last year. This is his first professional relief appearance. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the slider misses away. Sweeper, excuse me. Fry was the 19th round pick last year. Went 1-1 with a 5.57 ERA for Augusta. Bunt is shown and then pulled back by the 5'6 left fielder Riku Nishida. Between Fort Hood Community College and the University of Oregon, Nishida seemingly viral at every opportunity. The stance, the hustle, the speed, just a lot to like. Chops that one away. He is swinging about as late as you can possibly swing and still make contact. Change up on the inside corner. Nishida pulling off, spun his body out of the box entirely. but cued it towards the third base dugout. 2-2 once again. Fry to Nishida. Got it out to third. Have to hustle. Sanchez on. Figueroa fires. Got him. Nice play from Lakehare. Figueroa showing off the range at third base. His first appearance there. And the Bat Dog gets a beautiful standing ovation. He did not go after the pitcher this time. Got the bat, retrieved it, brought it right back to where it was supposed to go. This is what minor league baseball is all about. Albertson is seeing hits. And time is called right before the pitch was delivered. Fry threw it regardless. It was down the middle. But whoever's warming up in the pen for Kannapolis tossed it all the way to home plate. Does not appear to be Garrett Wright anymore. But there are two players down there and only one of whom is throwing. First pitch officially to Asian, misses outside. Albertson Asian, a single, a walk, and two steals. He's been on base twice. One late swing from Albertson Asian. 88, fastball up and outside. Good spin rate on the fastball. The average major league hitter, about 22-22.50 on the RPMs. That's 2,500. The higher the spin rate, the more the ball plays up in the zone, and that's what Asian was chasing at there. Sees a slider off of it, makes the count 2-1. Jackets trailing the Cannonballers 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Fouled back by Asian on another long swing. Green Jackets have been held scoreless through the first 15 outs of the day. Three hits, two walks drawn, and two outs on the bases for Augusta. Riley Fry at a 2-2 count against Albertson Asian. In his first season with Kannapolis, coming over from the Salem Red Sox. Cracked into right field. That'll spin Gonzalez back towards the track, reaches up, and he makes the catch in front of the wall. Asian set down for the first time this afternoon. Bat Dog spins, finds the bat. We will continue the Bat Dog commentary as long as we possibly can. Two up, two down for Riley Fry. He will start Sunday, so he's not likely to go about 60 pitches the way Keeler did. But you can get two or three out of him and be very happy. Lefty Caden Connor batting. Fastball at the knees, no balls and a strike. There was the sinker, and it came in at 89. Connor has a strikeout and a sack fly, 0-for-1 with a run batted in officially. Fry lefty-lefty, true fastball, outer edge. So far, Connor just watching. Led the Titans of Cal State Fullerton last season in RBIs and batting average. Strong player out in the Big West. Slider hit hard to second. Sanchez reaches up, barely had to move. Three up, three down. Riley Fry sets down the Cannonballers in order. And after five innings at Atrium Health Ballpark, it's the Cannonballers 2, the Green Jackets 0 on Green Jackets Radio.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
The night is finished for Drew McDaniel. He is in line for the win. 5 scoreless innings in his 2024 debut. 3 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. Yerxy Hernandez gave chase but did not get up to the spot in time. 1 on, 1 out for Diego Benitez. Benitez is 3-for-9 this year. Has an RBI and a walk as well. Tripled and struck out today. Grady on. Sizable lead for Jace Grady. First pitch fastball is a strike to Benitez. Grady ran well last year. 11 steals between the FCL and Augusta. Benitez behind 0-1. They'll pick over. Back with an easy dive, Jace Grady. Already have one pickoff. They ran a time play between Drew McDaniel and first baseman Caden Connor to pick off the runner Luis Sanchez in the second after they figured out he was timing up the pitcher and trying to get a hop into his secondary lead. High leg kick, curveball, framed very demonstratively by Luis Pineda, called a strike 0-2. Ball was on the corner regardless, Pineda dropping the glove and then ceremoniously presenting it into the heart of the dish. 0-2 on Benitez. Fastball tipped into the mitt. Blew it right past the young shortstop. 2 strikeouts, bookending the single from Grady to start off the 6th for Collins. Here's Drew Compton, a ground out and a walk. Compton standing from the left side. Circles the bat back and forth and comes to the back shoulder. Grady a bit larger of a lead now. Gyro ball, three-quarter swing. Grady could not hold back. Compton 0-for-1 with a walk, still looking for his first hit of the season. Collins coming home. Hard hit to short, snared by Rodriguez. He'll go on to first, and the ball was hit so hard that Grady beat it to second, but Compton not in time to get there at first. Out is recorded on the hard hit 6-3 and a scoreless 6th inning of work from Collins. Well executed, and Fry back out when we return.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
No runs, 4 hits, 4 errors for Augusta. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and no earned runs for the Cannonballers. But they lead 2-0 in the middle of the 6th. Riley Fry facing the heart of the order for Kannapolis. Hernandez, and Pineda. Arxy, then Ronnie before the catcher Luis Pineda starts off. It will be the shortstop, Arxy Hernandez, hitting. He's very grateful to see Cade Keeler go by the wayside. He was 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Facing a lefty for the first time. He swings and misses at a running fastball that was up but just dove away from the bat of Hernandez. Fry working from a stretch start position but then takes the side step out of the windup. They'll appeal down to first on a check swing slider. No, he did not go. The body of Hernandez went around, but the hands held back in time. Fry nods yes to the sign from Godman. Downstairs, good changeup. Has Hernandez out in front, 1-2. Riley Fry is not a pitcher who's worried about the pitch clock. He climbs on, nods yes, and wants to throw immediately. Kicks and deals, chopped towards third, hugging the line. Figueroa, long throw, reaching off. And he did hold his toe on the bag. What a stretch by Drew Compton. And immediately there is an argument from Kannapolis. Patrick Leland comes charging over from third base. Daniel Milwee, the bench coach, pointing to how far off the sign was. Perry Swartz will get an earful from the crowd and the coaches alike. While they debate the finer points of life, we'll take our tour around the Carolina League. All 12 teams in action and underway as the Leland the Younger finally convinces Perry Swartz to appeal to Dominic Romero, the home plate umpire. Fayetteville and Charleston are both 2-1. And the Woodpeckers lead the River Dogs in the Fayetteville home opener 6-1 in the top of the sixth in a Southern Division matchup. They will confirm that the call is out here, which means Arxi Hernandez is set down on a 5-3. Down East and Carolina is a matchup of undefeateds, and the Wood Ducks lead 3-0 over the Mudcats. Two teams playing in their final seasons at their respective ballparks before Carolina moves from Zebulon to Wilson. First pitch from Ronnie Hernandez is a swing and a miss on a late cut on a fastball out. Carolina moving down east, moving all the way. Mudcats will at least stay close. Down east moving from Kinston to Spartanburg, South Carolina, where they will get a new identity. And Granger Stadium will once again be historic and empty. Slider in, 1-1. Fry kicks, spins, and delivers a fastball. Speared over towards the club level, count 1-2. Fredericksburg is 12. Is up 12-2. They were already 3-0 after sweeping Delmarva. And Lynchburg, who came in 0-3. Bank of the James Stadium, they were very excited about opening that one back up today. It's 12-2. The Fred Nats offense is, as always, dangerous. 1-2 from Fry, popped up. Left field line once more. Brady gives it a courtesy chase, but it's well into the seats. Other two games in action in a matchup of teams searching for their first win. Salem and Delmarva boast 0-3. Purdue Stadium has the Shorebirds home for the first time this season, and it's 2-0 Shorebirds over top of the Red Sox. And Columbia, who we saw last weekend, they trail 4-2 in their home opener against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the bottom of the third. 1-2. Fry spins again. Fastball outside. Count evens up on Ronnie Hernandez, the designated hitter. Fry from the left side of the rubber towards the third base edge. Slider, swing and a miss. Put the sweeper in the dirt. They'll throw on to first. Godman to Compton to confirm it. It's the first strikeout of the season for Riley Fry. Fry had three seasons with the Milwaukee Panthers, was second team all-conference in all three of those years. A very solid starter from the time he stepped on campus. Facing Luis Pineda for the first time. Changeup blown through 0-1. Fry added in place of the injured Isaac Gallegos. But 42 career starts for the Panthers, a 4.29 ERA, and 239 strikeouts. He was an innings eater as well, 249 innings. Sweeper down, 1-1. It'll be Collins back for his second inning of work in the top of the seventh against Augusta. Start of a six-game series between the Green Jackets and Cannonballers. Infield swung to the pole side on the righty. Nada takes one at the knees just below the zone on a changeup at 85. Good eyes from Pineda, the catcher, who has doubled off the wall and reached on an error. Fry sweeper foul past the coaching box, and Leland just dances out of the way as that makes its way towards the Green Jackets bullpen, which is empty as of now. Alexander Martinez, backup catcher, getting the night off. He'll be a gentleman and go track that one down, hand it off to a fan. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Fry looking to go six up, six down. And he will run it full after a changeup misses around ankle level. Matt Hogan is on deck. He will get the lefty-lefty matchup if Pineda is able to work his way on base. Fry to Pineda. The payoff pitch coming. Chopped towards third. Figueroa backhands, fires high, and into the dugout of Kannapolis. That is error number 5 on the day for the Green Jackets. All 5 errors have come in the infield. That was a line drive throw that just spun over the reach of Drew Compton and then just stayed flat as a BB, scattered the players on the far end of the Kannapolis dugout. Compton, a very athletic first baseman at 6'2", 212. It's not as if he's an infinitesimal target, but everything has been sailing on the left side of the Green Jackets infield. So we will indeed see Matt Hogan, and he takes a sweeper inside, and time is called. It appears Godman and Fry were not on the same page. Both reported around the same time to Augusta in 2023, so not the first time they've worked together. Just a quick check to make sure everything was going. If we lost you on the radio about 15 minutes ago, we apologize. We've gotten it back quickly. Just a quick in and out, and we're right back to you. Game 4 out of 132 in this 2024 Green Jacket season. Here's the 0-1 to Hogan. Slider out. Count even at a ball and a strike. Augusta, 4 hits. They've drawn 2 walks. They've committed 5 errors. That has led to 2 unearned runs for the Cannonballers. Keeler and Fry have looked great pitching-wise for Augusta. Fastball to the outside corner is dropped by Godman. Not going to get that call very often, if at all, when the ball is dropped. We have seen 1 pitch dropped called for a strike. That was behind the plate for Luis Pineda. 2-1 on Hogan. Fry shuffles to a stop, gives a check of the runner at second. Brings the pitch home. Slider, they want to appeal on the check swing. Not a great angle for Perry Swartz out behind second base. With a runner at second, he has to be able to see first and third. So hard to see the depth, but he says no swing. That's usually the safe answer. Counts 3-1. Here's the pitch. Fastball and a country mile late. Matt Hogan, a long swing on 88 down the gullet. Hogan has strong power from that left side. Still looking to show it off for the first time today. He's 2-for-7 this season, 0-for-2 this afternoon. 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball 4, and it got away from Godman. He didn't make the catch clean, so it'll be a walk and a passed ball that moves Pineda up 90 feet away from being a key insurance run. Pineda's made it 270 feet around the bases, none of which have come of his own accord. He got from home to second on the E5 and then moves up 90 feet on the passed ball to third base. Here's Edric Felix, who has struck out twice. Right-handed hitting third baseman out of Puerto Rico. Former Florida Gulf Coast Eagle. Change up low. Ball 1. Godman asks for a new ball. Now there's some motion in the pen for the Green Jackets. It's Hiamar Diaz throwing right now, wearing the number 12. Would be the second time we see Diaz and the first in a non-save situation. 1-0 pitch chopped towards the third base coaching box. Leland makes the play look easy. Count even at once. Green Jackets will likely be a quick trip to the bus tonight, trying to get back to the hotel and get some shut-eye as soon as possible. 1-1 changeup blown through. Felix is out in front, pulls the head off for a strike 2 and a 1-2 count. That 11 o'clock start means the boys will likely report here a little bit before 8 o'clock. They're not going to take batting practice on the field for the second consecutive day. 1-2, in the dirt, smothered well by Jacob Godman, funnels it into the chest protector and the count's even at 2s. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out and 2 on. Men at the corners, Pineda at third, Hogan at first here in the bottom of the 6th. Cannonballers leading 2-0. Green Jackets took 9 of the 12 meetings last year between the two teams. Cannonballers looking to make it a 1-0 start in the series this season. Slider softly to third. Another chance for Sanchez. Low throw is not picked by Godman. That's going to be error number six, and a run's home. It's Figueroa's second error of the inning. It's the sixth error of the ball game, and all three runs scored by Kannapolis have been unearned. Winston Sawyer just shaking his head in the dugout, talking with Connor Justice. Could have been out of this inning in 1, 2, 3 batters. Pineda reaches after the error goes high on the throw. And that time, Lakeair Figueroa tried to overcorrect. He short-hopped it, and Compton couldn't quite make the pick. Time called, meeting at the mound. Looking to settle in Fry. Riley Fry has looked good. He has not allowed a hit. Walked one batter, struck out one batter. One unearned run on his ledger, and anything else that happens this inning will be unearned as well, no matter how many. Not going to win many ball games with half a dozen errors. That eclipses the team total from the first three games. Jackets were error-free on Sunday, committed one on Saturday and three on Friday. Late swing from the nine-hitter Mikey Kane, who's 0-for-2. He, like so many others, has reached on an error today, along with grounding out to third base. Kane hit .281 with Oregon State last year. First full season of professional baseball with a 17th round pick out of Oregon. Change up low and away, 1-1. Fry forced to work deeper into this inning. Can't imagine he'll be much longer for it, and the next clean frame would likely go to Hiamar Diaz. Fouled back. Count a ball and two strikes. Fry's at 38 pitches and counting. A shuffle to a stop from Riley Fry. Slider low and away. Good job to body up the sweeper by Godman, who's had a busy inning. Fry continues to tempt cannonball hitters, trying to get them to chase that sweeper down and in. He's been back foot to righties and off the outer edge for lefties. Lefties have swung more often than not. Righties, not so much. Two-strike delivery again in the dirt. Great read going first to second from Edrick Felix. Felix on the dirt ball read takes away the force. And in the bottom of the sixth with a 3-0 ball game and all the momentum with Kannapolis, those two runs are mighty important. Drake slightly into right center field in center. Fastball called, strike three on the outside corner. Kane had already flipped the bat away. Instead, he'll go down looking on the second strikeout of the inning and the day for Riley Fry. But another two errors and another unearned run catches a Jackets bite. And it's 3-0 Cannonballers through six.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Bryce Collins allowed a one-out single to Jace Grady, and that was it, striking out two in his first inning of work. Now into the top of the seventh at Atrium Health Ballpark. Green Jackets trailing the Cannonballers 3-0, despite out-hitting KCB 4-3. That six in the error column is going to haunt this team for the rest of the week. Will Verdung leading off, the designated hitter, takes a fastball inside at 93. Collins has been 93-94 with the fastball, mixing in the curve and the gyro ball as well. Outfield playing Verdung to pull. Verdung's out in front of the 12-6 curve, makes the count 1-1. Will has walked and struck out looking. Ended up stranded at first base his last time up after getting a two-out free pass. Fouls another off-speed, this time off the body of the catcher, Pineda. Count 1-2. Verdung, born in Jackson, Tennessee, raised in Fulton, Mississippi. Corinth, Mississippi, excuse me. Fouls that one away. Went to school in Fulton for the Itawamba Indians. Was all-region back-to-back seasons. And then was a Coastal Plain League All-Star with the High Point Thomasville High Toms last year. But got drafted on day three before he had a report to the All-Star game. Still 1-2 on Verdung. Curveball softly hit to the left side. Going to be a tough play. And just putting it in the pocket is Arxi Hernandez. That'll be an infield single for Will Verdung, his second hit of the young season. Leadoff man is on for the first time tonight for the Green Jackets. That puts Luis Sanchez, the second baseman, at the dish. He has a single and a fielder's choice in his two tries today. Night officially fallen. The clouds have mostly cleared out in what was a wet and unfortunate opening night here in Kannapolis. Has turned out quite pleasant in anticipation of the fireworks. Curveball 0-1 on Sanchez. Lakehair Figueroa and Luis Sanchez have swapped positions today after playing second and third respectively in the opener. Now Sanchez at second. He's late on the fastball at 93. Figueroa gets his first turn at third today. Made two errors there in the bottom of the sixth. It's a very young position player squad here for Winston Sawyer. Taking their lumps early. Two-strike pitch. Slider swung on and missed. Third strikeout for Collins. He had Sanchez fooled badly. One on, one out now for Robert Gonzalez, the right fielder. He's singled and struck out looking. Jackets have eight outs with which to play, trying to avoid the first shutout of the season. Gonzalez hitting from the left side against the righty Collins. Waves through 0-1. Fastball low and away. Gonzalez pulled off slightly. Lakehair Figueroa is on deck after the leadoff infield single from Will Verdung got jammed and then beat it out. Heater to the corner. And he's rewarded with a strike call. You can't place a pitch any better than he did right there. Bryce Collins out of LSU. Started his career at Arizona. California native. Pitching here in North Carolina. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back curveballs. Collins has four punch outs and five total outs, all of which have come with that curveball. Lakehair Figueroa struck out swinging in the fifth. Popped up in the third. He's 1-for-8 this season. Curveball misses inside, 1-0 on the Green Jacket third baseman. Strikeouts have been an issue all season long for Augusta. Struck out 12 or more times in two of the three games against the Fireflies. Figueroa is late, and the young Green Jackets hitters, especially at the bottom of the order, are just guessing up there between the off-speed and the fastball. 92-94 for Bryce Collins. Breaking ball substantially slower. 1-1. Fastball, Figueroa just watching. After the leadoff single, Collins can get back in the dugout if he can strike out three in a row. Target is high on Figueroa. That's where it goes. Good waste pitch. Figueroa does not chase. Two balls, two strikes, two outs already in the inning with Verdung still at first base. Figueroa in, the third baseman against the righty, Collins. Breaking ball chopped off the umpire. Collins will have to do it again. Figueroa out in front. It slows the bat through the zone. Good control. McDaniel and Collins have combined for 9 strikeouts of the 20 outs they've recorded this evening. Looking to make it 10 here with Lakehair Figueroa. In the dirt. Blocked well by Pineda. He comes scurrying out from underneath. Watches Verdung all the way back to first. Count is 3-2, and with 2 outs, that means Verdung will be moving on the pitch. Caden Connor still holding Verdung on in case Collins wants to go over. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Went back to the fastball, pounding it off the outside corner. So Verdung has an infield single and then strikeout, swinging, swinging, and swinging again of Sanchez, Gonzalez, and Figueroa. Time to stretch at Atrium Health Ballpark. Cannonballers looking to open up season 4 at their home field with a W.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
New arm on the mound for the Green Jackets, Heomar Diaz, the righty, 22 years old, out of Boni in the Dominican Republic. He'll go after 2 innings from Riley Fry. Fry goes 2, does not give up a hit. 1 unearned run. He walked a batter and struck out a pair. This will be Diaz's second appearance of the season. Got the save on opening night in the 2-1 win over the Fireflies. Time for family dinner. We'll take a look around the Atlanta Braves family of affiliates. Not much to report tonight. Rome and Hudson Valley got washed out. They'll have a doubleheader on Thursday. Weather's not much better up here on Thursday for us, so we're not certain. We'll keep an eye on that, but that definitely looks like it could be a wet day of baseball, if there is any, here in Kannapolis for us. Omaha beat Gwinnett 10-3. Huascar Yanoa struggled through his second start of the season. His ERA now just shy of 10. Biloxi and Mississippi scoreless in the bottom of the fourth in the home opener, the final one in Pearl for the M Braves. And up at the big league ball club, Atlanta leading the Mets 4-0. That's in the top of the fourth. It's a somber family dinner tonight. Spencer Strider, usually no news is good news, but he met with a leading Tommy John surgery expert yesterday. And now Brian Snitker, Atlanta's manager, is saying that there will be no update until the weekend. There's a lot of speculation on what that means, but a lot of folks are anticipating that they are not going to announce anything until he has the surgery, which would theoretically take place late this week. Back here, bottom of the seventh, Heomar Diaz against Riku Nishida, who shows bunt and pulls back on a fastball outside from Heomar Diaz at 93. Diaz fastball, slider, changeup, pitches to soft contact well. Misses outside with back-to-back fastballs on the ever-picky Nishida. Nishida, an error, a single, and a ground out to third base. Guillemar gave up one hit, induced two ground balls and an infield pop-up to get the save on opening evening. Downstairs with a slider. Three straight misses to Riku Nishida, and you have to figure Nishida's taking here. Nishida out of Osaka, Japan. Came to play junior college ball in America. 2 years at Fort Hood Community College in Washington State. Fastball at the letters, called a strike on the 5'6 outfielder, who played most of his college ball as a second baseman and has learned the outfield over his first few months of professional baseball. Nishida takes this one upstairs, ball four. Riku is 1-for-2 stealing bases today, 1-for-3 outright. Diaz can be very deliberate to the plate at times, so this could be a chance for Nishida to add to that total. Regardless, he's on with a leadoff walk in the bottom of the seventh in a 3-0 game in favor of Kannapolis. Albertson Asian has singled, walked, and lined out to right, along with a pair of stolen bases for him. Nishida, a running lead into his secondary, but does not go anywhere. Pitch misses inside, and that's 5 straight misses for Guillemar Diaz to start off the bottom of the seventh. 92 there. He's been 92, 93 with a fastball. Asian taking all the way until he gets a strike and sees a center cut fastball to make the count 1-1. Albertson, a career 302 hitter, but just 136 games in 3-plus seasons. Slider out. Signed in the fall of 2019, had his first professional season in 2020 canceled when the minors shut down entirely. A shortened 2021 in the DSL. Did well in 2022, made a stateside debut in 23, dives out of the way of a fastball, and they're going to say that did catch him on the jersey. So Albertson Asian is hit by a pitch, and two men are on without a ball put in play to start off the seventh. Sometimes as pitchers, you can feel like you have to press when the defense hasn't been there behind you. 6 errors every time you look out at that scoreboard. Feel like you have to be perfect. Feel like you have to do it all yourself. Diaz also just 21 years old. The command has been better since arriving stateside. It was not below average when he was in the DSL, but improved in both the FCL and his limited appearances up here last season. Second-year FCL player last year. Two on, nobody out for Caden Connor. And that one goes all the way to the backstop. That hits off the bottom of the padding and dies. It's a wild pitch, and both men move up 90 feet. Nishida to third, Asian to second. Caden Connor hitting with two men in scoring position. Righty throwing in the pen for Kannapolis. Nobody as of now for the Green Jackets. Score is just 3-0. But it feels like so much more than that with the silencing of the Augusta bats from both Drew McDaniel and Bryce Collins. Guillemar Diaz misses high with a fastball. He's thrown one strike in this inning. 9 out of 10 missing outside the zone. He has a deep breath and climbs back on the hill against the left-handed Caden Connor. First baseman stands very deep in the box. Takes that outside, ball two. Diaz just not having it today. Fastball's been up to 94. It's a righty throwing in the pen for Kannapolis. Can't get a confirmation on who it is just yet. Could mean the night is done for Collins, especially if this lead increases. Diaz coming home high for a 4-pitch walk. So a 4-pitch walk, a hit batsman, and then another 4-pitch walk loads the bases with nobody out for Arxi Hernandez. Hernandez, the shortstop wearing number 33, steps up. Hernandez has struck out twice and grounded out to third base, 1-for-11 in the season. Struck out 6 of his 11 ABs. Diaz finds the outside corner with 93. Diaz gets a good bit of natural sink to his ball. Struggled with his command in 2022, was better last year. Doesn't have it here. Rolls through a stop sign, very nearly a balk there. Never had a full stopped motion, but a good slider gets Hernandez waving 0-2 on the cleanup man. Hernandez, the shortstop, digs in at the front of the box. Slider called, strike three, locks up Hernandez. That'll be the first strikeout at the Green Jackets level. First single A K for Heomar Diaz. Base is still loaded, but now one out. And the infield drops back. They're going to try to turn two. Drew Compton trying to get the attention of the dugout to make sure he's where he needs to be. Ronnie Hernandez, first pitch swinging. Up towards the stands in the 200 section on the first base side. 0-1. Walk, hit by pitch, and walk loaded the bases for Nishida, Asian, and Connor, respectively. 0-1, fouled back into the net. Back-to-back foul balls on mighty cuts from Ronnie Hernandez, who's 0-3. Hernandez is lined out to right field, reached on an error, and struck out swinging. That error could very well have been a hit. It was not a routine play for Drew Compton, but the late coverage of the bag could have added to it. Tipped into the mitt, fastball, strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts from Heomar Diaz after loading the bases, and there has still not been a ball in play this inning. Bottom of the seventh, 3-0 Kannapolis. Nishida walked on four, advanced to second on the hit-by-pitch of Albertson Asian, and then they both moved up on the wild pitch before Caden Connor walked. Here's Luis Pineda, who's 1-for-3. Pineda ducks out of the way of a slider, up and in. Pineda's been on all three times, an error in the second, an error in the sixth. Also had a double of his own volition off the wall in right field in the fourth. One run scored. Slider at the very top of the zone, says Dominic Romero. 1-1, bottom seventh. Green Jackets will have 9-1-2 due up against what could likely be a new arm in the top of the eighth. Slider into center field. Drake charging on. Isaiah is there, and he makes the catch. So how about that? Heomar Diaz making it interesting. Loads the bases without a ball in play. Two Ks and a weak fly ball. He gets out of it scoreless. Not pretty, but a zero nonetheless, and no photos in the scorebook. On to the bottom of the eighth. 3-0, Kannapolis.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
So we do have a call to the bullpen for Kannapolis. Collins is done. Bryce Collins, 2 innings, 2 hits, and 5 strikeouts of scoreless work. Backing up 5 scoreless from Drew McDaniel. Cannonballers are 6 outs away from their first shutout of the season. Here's Nick Altermat. Right-hander out of Minnesota State Mankato. Fastball, cutter, and changeup. He'll face Jacob Godman to start the top of the eighth. First pitch hits off the mitt of the catcher Pineda into the backstop at 87. Altermat, 6 foot, 225 pounds. 24-year-old righty from the state of Minnesota, missed all of last season due to injury. Worked a scoreless inning this weekend without a hit. 1-0 to Jacob Godman. Can't pull the trigger on 93. Altermat facing Godman, and then he'll be succeeded by Jake and Grady. So righty, lefty, and then a switch hitter against the cutter-heavy diet of Nick Altermat. Godman late 1-2. Altermat on the very edge, first base side of the rubber. 1-2 from the windup. Misses a little too far outside. Cut it a little too much, and the count even at twos on the nine hitter. Altermat nods yes, rocks home and delivers. Outside, ball three. Altermat was a two-way at Minnesota State Mankato. Spent four seasons out there. Was a career 343 hitter, but choosing the mound in his professional debut. At the knees and just downstairs, Godman works a leadoff walk. First walk issued by Altermat this season. Altermat only pitched for three seasons at Mankato, but went 17-3 in 20 starts with a 2.40 ERA at the Division II level. Mankato's always good at nearly everything athletic, and he was right at the focal point of that. Here's Isaiah Drake, who's 0-for-3 in the leadoff spot. Facing Altermat, and he cuts this one through the left side, base hit. There is the first single-A hit for Isaiah Drake, a bullet to the opposite field. Two on, nobody out for Jace Grady. Got 92 on the outer third and just went with the pitch. Shortstop Hernandez was slightly shifted towards second in double play depth, and Isaiah has his first hit. Everyday center fielder for the Green Jackets is on, so you have decent speed at second, especially for a catcher in Godman, and plus speed at first in the center fielder, Drake. Jace Grady's 1-for-3. He singled in the sixth. First of two hits off of Bryce Collins. Has a chance to cut into the lead. First pitch at the top of the zone with a changeup, 84, and Altermat floats it in for a strike. And for as interesting of a ball game as this has been, and subpar defensively and offensively by Winston-Sawyer standards, this is the tying run at the plate with nobody out. 3-0 game in the top of inning number 8. On the ground towards short. Only play is at first. Grady running hard, and he is out by half a step. A nice throw from Arxi Hernandez across his body. Jacob Godman able to Irish step over top of the ball to make sure he wasn't hit. So it's a productive out number one for Jace Grady on the 6-3. Two men in scoring position with one down for Diego Benitez. Benitez tripled off of the starter Drew McDaniel in his first at-bat, inning number one, and has struck out twice since, both swinging. Long look in and a shuffle to a stop, and that will be the one reset allotted for Altermat as he steps off and looks at Isaiah Drake. Neither the second baseman Kane nor the shortstop Hernandez holding Isaiah on. He can get a walking secondary. First pitch to Diego Benitez. Fastball outer third, 0-1. Came in at 94 with some good little zip to it. Benitez up, Compton on deck. First and best chance for the Green Jackets to get on the scoreboard here in the top of the eighth. Second and third, one out for the three-hitter Benitez. On the ground to the right side, knocked down by the first baseman Connor. Nobody's covering at first. And it's an RBI infield single for Diego Benitez. That ball was hit right to where the second baseman would normally stand, but Mikey Kane was shifted to the pole, forced Caden Connor, the first baseman, to come way off the bag, and Altermat was slow getting over. As a result, it's an RBI single for Benitez. He has a two-hit day. Godman scores. Drake to third, and it's 3-1. Now the tying run on and the go-ahead run at the plate in the form of Drew Compton. He's grounded out twice and walked. Men at the corners. First pitch misses in with the cutter. A nice backhand there by Luis Pineda to keep it in front. Just the second professional appearance for Nick Altermat. After being drafted in 2022, didn't appear. Missed all of last year with the aforementioned injury. made his professional debut in Charleston. Change up out. Two balls, no strikes on Drew Compton. Switch hitting first baseman was an undrafted free agent out of Georgia Tech last year. Originally hails from Summit, New Jersey. 2-0, changeup is dropped. Not far enough for the run to score, but a great read by Benitez, and on a passed ball, he takes second base. Both Pineda and Godman, the two catchers, have had trouble squeezing the ball tonight. That was a routine catch on a changeup. It just hops out of the mitt, and Benitez gets a read. And now Diego Benitez is stretching out. Looked like he tweaked something on his run into second. He went in hard, and then at the last second pulled up when he realized there was no throw from Pineda. The ball never got past the halo behind home plate. No more force with one out. Infield is halfway everywhere. 3-0 on Compton. Altermat delivers at the knees. A nice strike. Fastball 94. That's been his go-to when times have been tough. Wilver Dung is in the on-deck circle, the designated hitter. Three balls and a strike on Compton. Big lead at second. For Benitez, Drake walking softly off of third. Changeup waved at. That could have been ball four, and that was tunneled fantastically with the fastball. 94 on the heater, 84 on the change of pace, and they look nearly identical out of the hand of Nick Altermat. Three balls, two strikes on the cleanup man. Compton looking for his first hit. And he swings and misses at strike three. Goes to the changeup, and Altermat battles all the way back from 3-0 to strike out Compton. Green Jackets getting their first run of the day on the RBI infield single from Benitez. Benitez at second. Drake at third, who got a single. 3-1 game with two outs, top eight. Here's Wilver Dung, biggest at bat of the night for the DH from Mississippi. First pitch, cut fastball. That's a strike. That's the hardest pitch of the night by any pitcher on either team, 95 on the corner. Strong arm for the Minnesota native. Rocks to a stop, 0-1. Change up, he has that working. Verdung's tied in knots, 0-2. The shutout is gone. Altermat has bent, but remains unbroken. One strike away from stranding the tying run at second. Here's the 0-2. Downstairs, ball one. Shin-high changeup, and Verdung was able to lay off. That's back-to-back changeups right on right. Fastball, cutter, and change. There's no true breaking ball in the repertoire for Altermat. Target is low and away. 1-2. Inside with the fastball. Tried to burn it past Verdung. Adjust the belt buckle. Count goes to 2-2. Slightly choked up for Verdung, the DH. Big leads at second and third, 2-2. Misses low and away with a changeup. Verdung's worked from 0-2 to 3-2. First base is open. A walk would load the bases for Luis Sanchez, who's 1-for-3. Drake at third. Benitez at second. Benitez is halfway to third base. He's scoring on anything to the outfield. 3-2. Called strike three on the outside corner. Verdung can't believe it. Back-to-back K's with a tying run at second base from Nick Altermat. The Green Jackets get on the board, but Verdung is frozen with the 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and we head to the bottom of the eighth. Cannonballers will have Hogan, Felix, and Kane against a new reliever trying to get back that run they seeded.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet.
Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Winston Sawyer going back to the bullpen for the bottom of the eighth. It'll be the first clean inning of the year for L.J. McDonough. The righty who threw to one batter got a strikeout with men on base, ended up stranding one in the win on Saturday. So one batter faced this season. He'll face 7, 8, 9, Hogan, Felix, and Kane. 3-1 Cannonballers in the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets erase the shutout but can't erase the lead. First pitch slider called a strike. McDonough, that herky-jerky windup, launches the body forward, all arms and limbs flailing. Fastball slider, and that's it. Former Florida Gulf Coast University pitcher. Gator at the knees, 0-2. Fastball at 93 for McDonough. Matt Hogan has struck out twice and walked. He'll call timeout. McDonough, well-traveled, started at Hutchison Community College, then went to Wichita State before grad transferring over to Florida Gulf Coast. McDonough, 0-2. Facing the seven-hitter Hogan, and the lefty sees a slider in the dirt. Got a righty starting to move in the pen for Kannapolis, so whoever they have deemed their closer, that's who we're going to see in a 3-1 ballgame. Green Jackets had the tying run on second with one out, but back-to-back strikeouts of Compton and Verdung on full-count pitches. Able to help Nick Altermat escape. Flared towards third base. Figueroa watches it fall into the bullpen. Matt Hogan stays alive. McDonough was 1-2 in his brief Augusta debut last season. Got a win in his first full season start against the Salem Red Sox. Was a very effective reliever for the 23 side. Fastball shuffles the feet of Matt Hogan. Count even at 2-2. Hogan tucks the black glove into the front hip as he waits for the sign from Godman. Rocks to a stop at the set. 2-2. Hit hard out into left center field. Drake didn't see it at first, but he's able to face plant forward and make the catch. He makes the catch. Runner standing at second base still, and now we have confirmed it was out. Hogan was trying to make sure it hadn't been a trap. Isaiah was positioned over to left center field. He was exactly where he needed to be, but another ball, he's seen a lot of those in his three games in center field, those atom balls that just drop right in front of the center fielder's feet. He's able to lay forward and make the catch for out number one. Here's Edrick Felix. Takes a wave and a miss. Felix behind 0-1 after a slider. Felix two strikeouts and reached on an E5. Former teammates at FGCU. Taking outside ball one. Dunk City alums going toe-to-toe here in Kannapolis. Felix a 14th round pick this past season. McDonough going undrafted, signing with the Braves just a couple days after the draft concluded in mid-July. 1-1 on Edrick Felix. Popped up behind first. Into the triangle. Compton out, Gonzalez out, and he makes the catch. Lost the hat, but the right fielder coming in and making the play. Two up, two down for L.J. McDonough. And here's Mikey Kane in the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets out hitting the Cannonballers 7-3. Combination of Cade Keeler, Riley Fry, Heomar Diaz, and L.J. McDonough have given up just 5 hits on the ledger we have. Corrections, four hits, so I'm not sure there's some sort of discrepancy between their scoreboard and ours. But regardless whether it's three or four, it's three unearned runs by virtue of six errors. Three at shortstop, two at third base, and one at first. McDonough steps off and resets for Mikey Kane. Fastball high at 92. Kane, an error, a ground out, and a strikeout looking. He ended the sixth with a backwards K against Riley Fry. McDonough looking to do the same thing to end the eighth. 1-0 fastball, thigh high, a 1-1. McDonough has faced three batters this season. He's retired three batters. Got one out and was pulled on Saturday. Trying to go a clean eighth. Deep breath, long hold. McDonough delivers, slider, hard hit, and that would be on me. That is the broadcaster's jinx, ladies and gentlemen. Base hit for Mikey Kane through the six hole. I apologize deeply to LJ McDonough. Two out knock for Mikey Kane. That's his second hit of the season, first of the night. Kane's now 2-for-12 on the campaign. And another chance to take a look at Riku Nishida. Nishida, who said he picked Oregon when he was transferring from JUCO over other offers because he liked the color green. Facing off against the greenest team in the Carolina League, and he sees a slider called a strike, 0-1. Nishida, an error, a single, a ground out, and a walk. He scored a run, stole a base in two tries. Long hold from McDonough. Swatted down the third baseline and back into the bullpen of the Green Jackets. No balls and two strikes on the left fielder. Nishida saw most of his initial debut in 2023 in right field after playing second base at Oregon. Looking to take on a super utility role. 0-2 on Nishida. McDonough delivers. A half swing just guides the ball towards third base. Lakehair Figueroa picks it up as it finishes its roll in foul territory. Still 0-2. Nishida, so adroit with the bat. Able to stay alive, nearly impossible to strike out. Struck out just once in 14 ABs, not counting a walk in the opening series against the River Dogs. Slider guides it up the middle. Benitez knocks it down, throw to first, gets away again. Kane advances to third. Nishida stops at first. And that is error number seven. Nishida likely beats that out. You could very much argue that that should be an infield single because he was safe nonetheless. But you still do have to put the error up because the runner advanced from second to third on the errant throw. So for now, it's the fourth E6 of the day. There are men at the corners for Albertson Asihan, who's been on base three times. Chance to get the run back that scored in the top half. 3-1 bottom eight and a slider above the letters. High breaking ball called a strike by home plate umpire Dominic Romero. Nishida at first, he can fly. Kane at third after the single and then the errant throw. Slider chopped off the body of Asihan. No balls and two strikes. Green Jackets will have Sanchez, Gonzalez, and Figueroa, 6-7-8 in the order against the closer. Trailing by at least two, if not more, depending on what happens with a C in here. McDonough, deep breath. The 0-2. Slider on the ground is short. Benitez goes the easy way. Underhanded flip. Sanchez makes the catch, and the two-out error does not come back to bite the Green Jackets. 3-1 after eight. Augusta needs two to keep this game going.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not enough. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Top of the ninth at Atrium Health Ballpark. First of six this week between the Green Jackets and Kannapolis Cannonballers. Noah Adcock-Howarth on Green Jacket Radio. Green Jackets have out-hit the Cannonballers 7-4. Green Jackets have also made seven errors, and the score is 3-1 Kannapolis in the top of the ninth. The arm is Garrett Wright out of TCU, his second professional outing after going scoreless and hitless on April 6th. Base three batter struck out one. He'll face Luis Sanchez, and the first pitch is a fastball at 95 in the dirt. Right fastball, slider, and curveball for the former TCU righty. Spent three seasons with the Horned Frogs. An ERA of 3.34. Slider called a strike off the outside corner at 89. Slider 89, fastball 95 in the two that we've seen to Luis Sanchez, who's 1-for-3. Singled back in the second, also has a fielder's choice and a strikeout. There is the curveball. That one's 81. Slowed the arm down a bit more. Count is 2-1. So he's already shown Sanchez all three offerings that he has. Strong righty, last year's 20th round pick. Gets a swing and a miss on a slider. Sanchez pulls off. Two balls, two strikes. As a reminder, tomorrow an 11:05 first pitch. Some early morning baseball. 14 strikeouts for Cannonball pitching. And in 2 hours and 29 minutes, the Green Jackets fall 3-1. Augusta, one run, seven hits, seven errors will be the story of this game. For better or for worse, the Green Jackets also left on seven runners. Sevens were all over the board. For the Cannonballers, three runs, four hits. They left on a total of 11. So they could have had substantially more opportunities. There were a lot of innings extended that they were not able to properly utilize. The loss goes to Cade Keeler despite not allowing an earned run. He'll fall to 0-1, still with a perfect ERA. The win goes to Drew McDaniel. Is outlandish. Four at shortstop, two at third base, and one at first that could have gone either direction. All three runs that came across were unearned, which slightly spoils a fantastic pitching evening. Cade Keeler got the night started with four innings, four hits, two unearned runs. He struck out seven in his 2024 debut. Riley Fry makes his 24 debut as well. Two innings, one unearned run without a hit for Fry. Kiamar Diaz and LJ McDonough each post a scoreless frame as well. Green Jackets also offensively striking out 14 times, including a handful of occasions with men on base. The win is Keeler. The loss is McDaniel. Excuse me, the win is McDaniel. The loss is Keeler. And the save goes to Garrett Wright. We'll take another look around the Carolina League and see what else has gone final. Fayetteville's up 9-3 in the ninth on Charleston. The River Dogs need a six-run comeback to make something happen there. Salem is leading Delmarva 4-2 and counting. They have bases loaded in the top of the seventh with two outs, but the Red Sox up by two. Myrtle Beach up 4-2 on the Fireflies in the bottom of the fifth at Segra Park. And at Bank of the James in Lynchburg, the Frednats leading 15-2 in the top of the eighth. Red Nats are 3-0 and should well stay 4-0. Only other game that's gone final, Down East, now 4-0. They knock off the previously undefeated Carolina Mudcats by a score of 4-1. Braves are up 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth against the Mets. Mississippi's up 1-0 in the top of the seventh as they look for their first win of the season. And as we mentioned, Gwinnett lost to Omaha in a 1 o'clock start. Looking at tomorrow, it'll be Jake Peppers against Davis Polo. Peppers out of Jacksonville State. Somebody we'll see for the first time. Peppers was acquired in the ninth round of the 2023 draft, and this will be his professional debut if and when he toes the rubber tomorrow at 11:05. For Davis Polo, who the Green Jackets will put on the bump, it'll be his professional debut. Spent all of last year with the FCL Braves. 13 outings, 9 starts, his last 9. Put a whip of 1.13, so he avoided solid contact very often. It would be fun to see what Polo can do with Luis Vargas tying along right behind him. Thursday evening will be a 6 o'clock start if weather permits, so will Friday. That'll be 7 o'clock on Saturday and a 1:35 start on Sunday. Weather permitting on everything. And so we will keep you abreast of any and all information that we can possibly give you here on our side. But we will go live at 10:55 tomorrow morning for an 11:05 first pitch. Green Jackets against Cannonballers after the Fireflies win 1 out of 3 in the opening weekend. Green Jackets seed the first of this week's 6-game series opener, 3-1 to the Cannonballers. A 2-run game that felt like a lot bigger of a deficit than it showed on the scoreboard. 7 runs, 10 to be the final. And we are done here. 1 run, 7 hits, 7 errors, and 7 left on base for the Green Jackets. 3-4-0 and 11 left on for the Cannonballers with the first win of the year for Drew McDaniel. We will see you tomorrow morning, ladies and gentlemen. Rise and shine with us on Green Jacket Radio. We certainly appreciate you all tuning in from wherever you came to us from. Thank you so much for being a part of this Tuesday evening. I've been Noah Adcock Howard. Green Jackets fall 3-1. 5 more Chets against the Cannonballers. Rest